All right. This is it. This is the big one. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Dancing through, dancing through, dancing through, dancing through.
the spoon hold up my coat. I am really something. That's what you probably say. So smoke a little smoke, drink a little drink, while I dance the night away. Dancing food, dancing food, dancing food, dancing food, from dancing food.
Why don't we go to the moment?
I may be totally wrong, but I'm a fool now. Say, darling, can I buy you a drink? Are you looking for Mr. Goodbar? You look like you're late, Mr. Goodbar. Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian. You're Jewish? Shut your hands. What sign are you?
Ice.
Oh, you like the water? Where's that little bag? Wait, I can't sign all these things right now. I gotta sing a show. Who's this? Okay. Are you looking for Mr. Goodbar? Wait a minute, I've got it. You must be an Italian. You're Jewish? Love your nails. You must be a Libra. What sign are you? A Scorpio. Oh my goodness. Your place or mine?
Thank you. Right? Mackenzie.
She weeps and she weeps. Oh, no, 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 no. She weeps and she peeps through the curtain. We just got in his car, but the battery's dead. So he has to use the phone, and she gives him some hair. And that's the end of the story.
If you wander around with a napkin.
do in Washington, it just takes care.
Yeah.
costume on. Not bad. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, L. Shankar, violin whiz guy. Professionally known as the Bionic Parrot. Thank you.
Thank you. Masturbating to each other on the phone. So, I gotta get my rocks on sometimes.
Yeah, well, I decided that the next day would be the perfect time to get together. So, put in my hard day's work, and I drove myself uptown to where she resides on 53rd Street. And I made my way up there, decided I might even pick up some booze. Picked up $15 worth of booze. Now, Loretta, I had myself some scotch, I had everything. I even had some vermouth. Mixed a few highballs up in her room. Listen to some Frank Zappa records. And then we got real hot. I mean, you know, listen to Then I said, what's going on here? I mean, well, I came down to your apartment, man. I'm stoned, and what's going on, you know? Had a couple of drinks. Then she just started rubbing her hands on me. And I was responding. And then she was all over me. Before I could even unzip myself, she was on me. So then I just got up and I said, Miss X, what are we gonna do now? And she said, Warren, grab my crotch, please. I'm gonna piss. I said, okay, and I started rubbing it. And the more I rubbed, the harder it got. Bigger and harder it got. What am I gonna do now? I'm stuck in Manhattan. I thought I had a woman here, you know. Something I could get into. Something I could really get into, you know. So I told her that I don't think I could really get along with her sexually. You know, I'm not that crazy, you know. What can I say? Came to the point where we had to feel each other's organs. But I was feeling hers and looking at her face, and I was saying, this isn't a man. Is it a lady? I didn't know what to expect, so I just said, I must leave you. I must get out of here. I cannot handle it, so Miss X, let's just be friends. All I want to be is friends. I mean, you're so interesting. You're so pretty, you're so beautiful, but oh, what a dick. I think I was the bigger dick of them all. And that's my story for tonight. It's all true.
All right, now Warren, thank you very much for telling us your story. I think we should find a girl in the audience. We need a girl who has a really strong fantasy of some sort that would like to tell about it. How about you? You look like a good victim. Come on up here. Okay. Hi, what's your name?
Nancy.
Nancy, would you like to tell us your fantasy while we put music to your little... You got a good story?
That's
right. Let's see what happens. Come here. Take the mystery microphone. Yeah, you take your camera. You will. Okay, this microphone right here. I know. Yeah, I know. It's in the movie. Yes. Yes, and you know what? Weren't you the one that was rubbing my dick that night? That's right.
Hey!
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. As you recall, last year, I think it was on the 30th, it wasn't on Halloween, it was the night before Halloween, we were doing Dynamo Mom, and I was right over here, and I was just like this, and you were up there. Right, Nancy, ladies and gentlemen, okay. I don't forget. Okay, what kind of a story have you got?
Sorry for you.
Is what?
For you.
It's for me?
Okay. Fantasize.
Okay, well, let's see. What kind of music do you want in the background? Well, let's start off easy. Just go, dun, 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 and see. Okay, you want to take the microphone off so you can do choreography? Come on.
Well, I need a little wire.
Okay, now. You see, anybody can be in show business these days. Take it away.
Frank.
Yes, Nancy.
I want to fantasize.
Okay, you fantasize.
Me and you.
Yeah.
On a beach.
Beach, yeah.
Come on, I
want to
ride a horse.
You want to ride a horse?
Yeah.
You're gonna
be my horse.
Yeah, you gotta talk right into the
water. All right, you're gonna be my horse.
I'm gonna be the horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna be in the water.
We're gonna be in the water.
Nude on a horse. Oh. Oh. Give it to me.
Give me up, Simmy.
All right. I don't know what to say to you. I can't fantasize right now. You got me studded. You got me tatted.
It's just you and me.
On a horse and a
beach.
On a
horse in the water.
In the water.
That gets your mind?
No.
How do you feel about hamburgers?
Luscious. Fantasize. I can't fantasize.
Come on, I mean, really.
All right.
Go all out, Nancy. Give them the works. This is Halloween.
On Halloween night, me and Frank Zappa!
Your imagination is fine, except for one thing. You don't get, you have to get really out, you know? Yeah. Can't you just turn into a maniac for a moment? And just, come here, right here. Right here. Now, couldn't you just have some sort of emotional seizure and just freak off, so to speak? Oh, go ahead. Now you guys are intimidating her. This is a shy photographer girl. Now, Nancy, here, give me this microphone. Just a minute. Here. I've got an idea. Come over here. Get your camera. Get your camera. Don't worry, we'll be here for a while. Now, what I was going to suggest is if you get down where you were last year, we'll do Dynamo Hunt again. Perspiration on her upper lip area, and she said, Just couldn't be wasted in there, halfway there. I'll zip my mind to a will let my body, don't care. Or will my chin, 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 and sit my mind. What sort of thing might this lady get high upon? The $40 bill didn't matter no more. When her sister got naked and laid on the floor, she said, Dynamo might win the bet, but she could use a little if I wasn't done yet. I told her just because the sun got a place in the sky, no reason to assume I would give her a try. So I pulled on her hair, got her legs in the air, and asked her if she had any cooties in there. She was bumps up kneeling, I was wheeling and kneeling. She surrendered to the feeling. Started in the squealing. Dynamo watched from the edge of the bed with her lips just twitching and her face gone red. Some drool rolling down from the edge of her chin while she spied the condition her sister was in. She quivered, she licked, she lurched at herself. Her sister made a joke about her mental health until Dynamo finally did give in, but I told her all she really needed was some discipline. That's when I said, kiss my aura, Dora.
That's right.
Because it's
real and Dora.
Would you all like some aura right here on the flora? And how about you, Fauna? All right. So much for that ritual. Here's what we're going to do. We're going back to the beginning of the song, and because it is Halloween, and because you have nothing better to do at this moment in time and space, you are going to clap your hands, you are going to sing along with the song, and you're going to do it really loud. So let's take it away. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's say where she's coming from, and it's the baby back along. Louder! Scroll all over, look at that. This can't do it. And the best way to see is that now she's turning down all things still. I don't mind, but you call me a woman. You better raise your head and come to run. So now it's down to it. With the woman, it's been my time. I'm trying to do this, but you're wrong. Ah, hope this door for risk and long. Still can't handle Dynamo home. Dynamo home. Dynamo. Dynamo. Look, what we're going to do is mix and match tonight. We're going to play a few old songs and a few new songs and a few weird things and just try it. We're going to see exactly how long we can keep this up without crumbling on stage. I want to do a... Now, we practiced some other ones this afternoon that we hardly ever do. And here's one of them. The name of this song is Go Cry on Somebody Else's Shoulder. No, no, remember the chords on the intro? Come on, you guys, it was only a couple hours ago. The chord, you know? Okay. A year ago today was when you went away. But now you come back knocking on my door. And you say you're back to stay, but I say, oh, you cry somebody else's shoulder. I'm somewhat wiser now, one whole year older. I sure don't need you now, and I don't love you anymore. You cheated me, baby, told some dirty lies about me, fooled around with all those other guys. That's why I had to set you free. I sure don't need you now, I don't love you anymore. go ahead and cry. Go ahead and let the tears fall out of your eye. Let them fall on your dress. Who cares if it makes a mess? I gave you my high school ring at the root beer stand. We had a teenage ball. I thought it was sharp, it was really so bad, but you cheated me, baby. Told some dirty lies about me. Fooled around with all those other guys. That's why I had to get my khaki spreads. I sure don't need you now. I don't love you anymore. Anymore. I don't need you. I don't want you. I don't need you.
Oh, you're treating me so bad, baby.
I don't love you.
Oh, you're treating me like a piece of shit.
I don't need you.
Oh, you know that's not
it. I don't want you. I can't use you.
You gotta get a rubber girl.
Need a rubber girl.
I need a rubber girl.
A little rubber girl.
She can just pull a string and she'll do everything.
Need a rubber girl. Sort of creature might come out of such an unholy union? Heck, well, I'll tell you. Somebody that looked and acted just like the idiot's bastard son, that's for sure. How's that for a low budget segue? What's this now? One, two, three, one, two. The idiot bastard son, the father's a Nazi in Congress today. The mother's a hooker somewhere in L.A. The idiot bastard son, abandoned to perish in back of Kenny will stash him away. The idiot won't
Corn
she ain't really dumb, she's just a cornhead. Tater chipmunks all over her face. Is there any more beer stashed away in her place? She's just a cornhead. She can't help herself, she's a cornhead girl. Picture a ring. That's the thing that's getting her hot, tough, a hoop of a ring going over the top. Well, the cornhead, she is from a small town in France, you know, like it. That's what she gives me, is a cornhead. When she's on her knees, the point is so high. Saying please, keep it out of my eye. She's just a cornhead. Rip you like, rip you like, rip you like I'm coming back. Rip you like, rip you like, rip you like. Rip you like, rip you like, rip you like I'm coming back. Rip you like, rip you like, rip you like.
All right now, let me try that handle. I'll trade you for a minute. System. A lot of theoretical work has been done trying to decipher. I can't come over there because if I do, it'll feed back. But just pretend. All right, and now direct from Remulac itself, the bionic parrot, Paul Shankar. Give him the works.
Thank you. Make sure you do it right.
occurs. There's nothing worse than a suicide show. You'll see there ain't no light of shining through the bushes up ahead. And we're all gonna be so sorry when we find out you are dead. We'll get on and get it over with then. Find your old bridge and take a jump. Come on, all the way down in the water. Just make sure you're doing right the first time. Cause nothing's worse than a suicide jump. Now maybe you're scared of jumping, and poison makes you sick. And you need a little attention, and you're warning pretty quick. Wanna mess your face up, or we won't know if it's you. Oh, there's just so much to worry about. Now what you gonna do? Go ahead on and get it over with then. That's right. Just climb a bridge and take a jump. Make sure you do it right first time. Cause nothing's worse than a suicide jump.
Keep singing while I get my guitar.
Oh, I think you're the man.
name of this song is Little House I Used to Live In. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this afternoon we practiced, old songs. But this is one of them that we didn't practice. But I promised, a couple of days ago, I promised somebody that I would play this song. Yeah. Alright, just a second. Oh, nice shot. No, we can't do that. Okay, take just a minute now, just a minute. See you next year. Okay, good. If the cops come on, can you dance with them again? Why, of course. Good. What is that? Just a moment, please. Don't take me by surprise. Can you see that? Is that done, Pardo?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Do I get to keep this? Thank you. Right. The name of this song is Stinkfoot. I told you, we didn't practice this this afternoon. What the hell? In the bar, where all the fevers grow, under the lawn, where the shark bubbles blow, in the morning, by your radio, do the walls close into suffocation? You ain't got no friends and all the others that hate you. It's the life you been beat, you gotta go. Let me straighten you out. About a place I know. I get your shoes and socks on, people. It's right around the corner over by Delster's house. How we do tonight, remember this for a breeze. It's in the place where the big imaginary diseases. How we do tonight, and the whisper of breeze. It's in the place where the big imaginary diseases. The answer to your question is January. Now, you know, scientists call this disease bromidrosis, and well, they should. But us regular folks who might wear a tennis shoe or an occasional python foot, don't this exquisite little impulse have the name of Stinkfoot? That's right. Yeah, you look very familiar. Are you the guy? You're the guy? Come here. Get up here. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how many of you people were at the Garrick Theater in 67, in the olden days. There's probably very few of you left, but way back when, there were these two guys that used to come to all the shows back then. Called themselves Loeb and Leopold. Well, maybe it was their real name, I don't know. What is your real name?
Mark Trotman.
Yes. It's so nice to see you again. Well, what, you know what this guy used to do? You know what his idea of a good time was in those days? He would run up onto the stage, and he would take the microphone, and he would scream into it as loud as he could, and then he would lay on the stage and wait for me to spit Pepsi Cola all over his body, right? What do you say? No, never mind. He's all grown up now. That was 10 years ago. It's okay. Yeah, okay. Well, it's nice to see you again. All right. Well, I'll get some Coca-Cola and give you a little treat there in a while. Good. Scientists call this disease puma grossus, and well, they should. But us regular folks might wear a tennis shoe and occasional python boa tuna. Know this exquisite little inconvenience by the name of Stankfoot. That's right. You know, my python boot was too tight. Couldn't get it off last night. A week went by, now it's July. I finally got it off and my girlfriend cried. She said, Stinkfoot, Stinkfoot, darling. Your stinking foot puts the hurts on my nose. Stinkfoot, Stinkfoot, I ain't lying. And you rinse it off and use the forms. Well, purified dog, purified dog. Bring the slippers, little puppy. Yes, that's a good dog. And here he comes now. Arf, 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 arf. Sick!
Thank you.
of a song we don't usually play, but it will be nice for this evening. Now this is a twist number. It's kind of a twist and surf number. It's the instrumental version of a song called Take Your Clothes Off When You Dance. We're just going to play it. If you want to sing it, that's your business. This is everybody twist. 1, 2, 3, 4. Go ahead, break yourselves in easy. Just play the chord changes to get used to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now another waltz. The name of this waltz is Sofa Number 2.
Hey Joe, who did
your blow. Who's the black boy and you went to the show? Better suck a little harder or the shackles won't blow. And I don't need your love. So on your knees you bow. Just tell yourself it's young. And suck it till knowledge is not wisdom. Wisdom is not truth. Truth is not beauty. Beauty is not love. And love is not music. And music is the best. I'll never denied, whenever it's tried, a lever is never forever. Thank you.
Girl,
tell you tonight.
You better tell me right away, or I'll get you come down.
Don't get mad, but they ain't no big thing.
You better tell me right away, or I'll get you come down.
Hold it. It's good for you. It's good for you. It's good for you. All right, Halloween people, you can let go of it now.
Stand up.
Slowly, don't worry, it'll only take a minute. You can still be cool and sophisticated while you do this. Go on, stand up, it won't hurt you. Now here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna take care of the first rapper right now. Just do what I do. Now your palms. Your palms again. Jump up and down the chest. Now some of you are really sophisticated tonight. Gee, I wish I could get more lights on now in the audience, because some of you aren't really pouncing, you know? I don't know what it is. Maybe you're just... Wait a minute, are you too evolved to pounce? All right. Now don't forget the little quick ones, you know what I mean? Everybody, bow your pounce. Your pounce again. Jump up and down the chest. There's a girl who's really trying, but actually has no natural rhythm whatsoever. But see, she tried. You tried. That's what's really important. Okay, now relax. We're going to go on with the story. The first rapper had been thoroughly pounced upon, yes? He was, as they say in the trade, pretty fucked up by this time. So he looked around. He looked around. Looked around again. Looked around again, and he said, "What can you see? I can't see. I can't see. He took a dog to the snow cone and stuffed it in my right eye. He took a dog to the snow cone and stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded me. Great moving no way, I can't see. Temporarily. Well, the fur trapper. It was at this time that the fur trapper remembered the ancient Eskimo legend wherein it is written on whatever it is that they write it on up there that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as a result of some sort of conflict with anyone named Nanu, the only way that you can get it fixed up is to go trudging across the tundra. Rushing across the tundra, right down to the parish of St. Alfonso. As you know, St. Alfonso is the patron saint of the smelt fisherman of Portuguese extraction. And Halloween is his favorite day of the year. And so, to celebrate this momentous occasion, we give you Headman, take it away. Thank you.
Amarillo Brillo. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
be the last song. The name of this song is Black Napkins.
Thank you.